This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. It's a safe bet that most New Mexicans have never heard of the American Delta Party, yet it's registered in the state and is led by candidate for president Rocky De La Fuente, with Michael Steinberg, the party's choice for vice president. De La Fuente says he and Steinberg are on the ballot in Florida and several other states as the presidential ticket for the Reform Party, which was founded in 1992 by Ross Perot in his independent bid then for the presidency. Complications with getting the Reform Party on the ballot in some states, De La Fuente says, prompted the founding of the American Delta Party.
Which happens to the first state that it qualified happened to be the state of New Mexico. So I'm running under the American Delta Party in approximately about 9-10 states.
And we'll hear more about Rocky De La Fuente and the American Delta Party's long shot bid for the presidency after this word from our media partner.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The American Delta Party's presidential nominee, Rocky De La Fuente, says he's on the ballot in 21 states.
Directly on the ballot, just like the I am in New Mexico. Plus, we happen to be as a write-in in approximately other 20. We're going to anticipate being in another 20 states, either as a write-in or on the ballot.
De La Fuente, a Florida-based real estate developer, adding it wasn't easy getting on the ballot here in New Mexico.
We were able to penetrate through that very complicated rules, and the people of New Mexico will be allowed to choose one more candidate that happens not to be the Democratic nomination or the Republican nomination, and have a real third choice.
And De La Fuente says lawsuits are pending in other states that have impeded his efforts to get on ballots. Politically, De La Fuente's been described by the media as a conservative, pro-choice Democrat policy-wise. He failed to win the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate in Florida this year. His third-party campaign for the presidency is centered on the perceived public dissatisfaction with the major party's offerings.
I believe that both of those individuals, most Americans or the majority of Americans don't like either A or B. Of 319 million Americans, the Democratic Party, which cheated how they basically picked that particular candidate, could not have picked a worse possible candidate. And, of course, we saw what happened in the Republican Party, and Mr. Trump, all he can do is insult every man, woman, and child. He can insult every single religion, and it appears he does not know how to be able to talk with common sense.
De La Fuente telling me he's hoping Libertarian presidential candidate and former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson takes our state's 5 electoral votes.
So at least the electoral votes from New Mexico will be represented by a third party, anybody but those two. And if New Mexico was to go behind Mr. Johnson, since they know him as a governor, so it be it.
Rocky De La Fuente, the American Delta Party's candidate for president. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.